This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
Lay it on us. What do you tell them?
I was born by God's dear grace.
There you go.
In an extraordinary place. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henin. We're live at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting in Watford City. It's the 43rd annual event. Been doing this a long darn time. That's for sure. And we are here for day two, day three tomorrow. Governor Doug Burgum is speaking still right now. Got a little bit of a late start, so he's going to be joining us after just a little while here, catch up on his presidential campaign, talk a little bit about energy and the rest. I wish every American that is ticked about the price of gas right now, you go to the pump, drop $100 to fill your car, go a state or two over to see grandma, grandpa, travel for work, whatever. Think of what this is doing to the trucking industry, what it's doing now to farming, the price of diesel where it's at, crucial harvest time. I wish every one of them could hear, I believe, of all the candidates, the most eloquent, short of maybe Trump, because Trump just bluntly says, we need American energy dominance, and by the way, just do it how we did it before. So that's a pretty simple message. But the governor really breaks this down in a professorial way where you go, why are we doing what we are doing? We are the reason the prices are where they are. And the president just yesterday, the UN, on his jihad against fossil fuels. It's really incredible. PetroServe USA studios are in Watford City today for What's on Your Mind. And by the way, if you're looking for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, how does Swedish meatballs sound today?
Oh,
or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, cheesy scallop potato and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29, lasagna and MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, chicken pot pie in Clinton, cheesy broccoli and rice casserole at the 45th store. Don't forget Yulin, Valley City off exit 292, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. How are we doing on the hearing with the Attorney General, Merrick Garland?
Oh, he's still adding a lot of croutons. I just saw him put a big handful of croutons in his latest salad, but they're going back. They're just running down the line asking him the same stuff. The Democrats are going easy on him from what I'm hearing, and, you know, the real people and the adults in the room are demanding answers that he's not giving. There you go.
All right. Keep an eye on that, baby, and we'll continue to...
He's just talking.
Bring you the latest. The issue that Congress, all of us, ought to be focusing on is the border. CNN even had a weak moment yesterday, Kev, and they actually reported on the situation at the border, if you can believe that.
Huh, really?
Hard to believe, but true. You see that on the story out of El Paso, Texas?
Well, I don't know how, first of all, how have they been ignoring it, and how could you dare ignore it, and what woke them up? I don't know, yeah. Unreal.
Play me a little clip of the CNN there.
Migrant crisis at the southern border is exploding once again. This morning, officials in El Paso say the Texas city is on the cusp of a third wave of migrants, and local shelters are already over capacity. The region has seen a spike in migrants at the Texas-Mexico border, averaging about 1,200 encounters per day.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes. We've
the numbers are in the millions, you ignorant
forever.
People. For years, 3 years worth.
Fox has some good reporting on just how many people in what time of frame of the time, rather, that I sound like Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
In time. what will be. No, Fox did a good report just from CBP numbers. This is actual official government numbers of how many people in how short a time are coming across the border. Listen to this from Fox.
CBP sources say they have encountered nearly 9,000 illegal immigrants a day at the southwest border since Friday. That's more than 35,000 in 96 hours.
Yeah, yeah. It's
that?
Nothing. And for 2+ years now, Scott, you and I and our friend Alex Taylor in the morning, we've been saying that every second of every minute of every day, nothing is closed, nothing has stopped. Nothing has slowed down. Well, yeah, that's the money they're seeing. But, from San Diego to Brownsville, it's wide open. And when they're coming through and jumping and coming through tunnels and jumping over barbed wire and sneaking in and running in, I'm guessing they don't have the app. And they're not going for a court date to become a citizen. Those people that are, you know, coming in camo clothing and looking like military-aged men. Something's happening here, folks. This is bad.
35,000. So basically, I'm in Watford City today. Let's take Watford City and Jamestown's population in 5 days of new illegal immigrants coming into this country. It's incredible. Let's go to Towner, North Dakota, and Paul. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for taking my call. I'm a Democrat and. You're my favorite program on talk radio. But I wanted to talk about petroleum. This is something I ran across, you know, maybe 6 months ago. This is a survey from the American Petroleum Institute. And I don't remember all the details, but the one that struck me was they had a list of six items from their members. And the last item that they thought of importance of them was government regulation. That was their least important concern of everything in their industry. They thought they ranked it last. Okay. And the other thing was, this is something separate I read probably in Barron's magazine. And this is how this is about compensating their CEOs for, like Exxon, the big oil companies. They used to rank petroleum production. That was, like, very important in how they were compensating their CEOs. They actually flipped it they used to rank production higher than cash flow. They flipped it to cash flow, which is more important than production, which meant, in my mind, they were sort of flipping from the trying to get out of the boom and bust mentality that, you know, got companies into all kinds of problems when they just go gangbusters on, you know, an oil boom and, you know, they just, you know, make all kinds of investment, and then when the bus comes, they got all these expenses, and then the price goes down, and then they get really hurt, and so they're really trying to even it out. Which meant, as you can see, that what that would, you know, that incentivizes, you know, keeping things even, and even though the price is high, they're keeping their expenses in line and not emphasizing exploration nearly as much as they used to.
Well, but do you know why that is? But the reason everything you just described related to production is the market penalizes production. And it's again, because of the environmental social governance poison pill that has been, consuming really companies, especially fossil fuel companies, and their carbon score and all those things. So, these companies you mentioned all have shareholders. And it's all about doing what's right by them. So, what would benefit the country the most is more production. By the way, back to the regulatory issue, and I'd love to see that survey from the API, because I wonder what 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 were ahead of their concerns about government regulation, because right now the Biden administration every day comes out with a new rule that makes it tougher to have domestic oil production. It's and I'm going to ask the governor a little bit about that, because there's some things we don't even hear about. Alaska is one example. You know, siting of pipelines is an example. For instance, Japan has told North Dakota, if you take a pipe and put it between here and the West Coast with natural gas, we'll buy everything you can ship us. Well, because of the federal government jihad against the oil and gas production.
Oh, and the three western states, too, that we're dealing with.
Correct. You can't get a pipeline sited.
Nope.
To give energy to our enemies. So guess where they're getting it from? Canada. They're getting it from Canada. So the federal government is the biggest roadblock right now. And even when you see production versus cash flow, those are, again, market pressures. They're not dealing with actual, you know, okay, how much oil can we generate, pull out of the ground? How much can we produce? Who are the markets that it can go to? They've got to say, well, what are the ESG rules? What are the flaring rules? They're punishing them. So, interesting conversation, Paul. And love hearing from Democrats in Towner or anywhere else. Call again sometime. Let's have more of this conversation. Appreciate you. 701-271-1100. More after this from Watford City.
Ready to launch your small business? Or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On your mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And we're coming to you live and direct from the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting, 43rd annual, as a matter of fact, talking about how oil and natural gas touch every single corner of North Dakota. It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. We're all in the oil business, folks. in North Dakota when you consider this is touching every single corner of North Dakota. Your schools don't have the funds they have now without the oil and gas industry. Same with roads and bridges and everything else. Governor Burgum just wrapped up on the stage, so he'll be joining us momentarily on the program. And, by the way, you can find out more about what exactly I'm talking about when I say North Dakota oil and natural gas touch every corner of North Dakota by going to the North Dakota Petroleum Council website, ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org.
North Brent Dakota is
oil
on.
And natural gas, advancing the possibilities. Brent Sanford, former Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, now in charge of a program called Bakken Grow, Global Recruitment of Oil-Fueled Workers. And your old boss has just finished up on the stage, so I don't know when he's going to make it to us, Brent, but we may have to have you ping-pong back and forth here, depending on when the gov gets here. How you doing?
Hey, no problem. Great. Yeah, I was able to visit with him last night. It was really nice to see Doug. It's really nice to get a read on what he's finding out on the campaign trail. You know, what do people really want to talk about? Is it what we see on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News? And he said they're concerned about the inflation. They're concerned about everything's going up in cost. Their kids can't buy houses. They can't get out of debt. I mean, it's like, it really was fun visiting with him. I'm so glad to be back in North Dakota and come out and see the oil people. I mean, we all thanked him. I thanked him personally for sharing what's happened in the Bakken, sharing the Bakken miracle with the country as he goes around and talks about rural values and North Dakota values and what oil and gas and agriculture do for the entire country. So it was great to see him. I know he's happy to be in Watford City. It's such a great event.
And he happened to be last night at a little event with folks attending the North Dakota Petroleum Council at the old S&S Motors on Main Street in downtown Watford City. So a little little melancholy for you there too, right?
The building my grandpa built in the 40s and the restaurant is so great. It's in the northeast corner where my office was, where my grandpa's office was, my dad's office, and yeah, they've done a great job with that building. That was our first dealership location. Then we moved out closer to the airport, but yeah, it holds a special place in my heart.
So tell me a little bit about this unique way of filling the workforce needs of the Bakken. We know that, unfortunately, we are stunted in our growth in the Bakken because of workforce. Not enough workforce to manage rigs, to take more rigs if we had more rigs. You come up with a unique idea. Give us an update on how it's working.
Yeah, despite what the Fed thinks, there's people, it's going to be hard to get unemployment to rise at this point. In this country, we are fully employed. 3% evidently is full employment because there are not people moving around. In 2009, 10, 11, 12, people were moving from all other corners of the country into Western North Dakota, but that was when we had 10% unemployment nationwide. At this point, there are just simply not applicants. There are not enough people. And we had a person listening to a presentation that I was doing in Williston last week say, you are doing the only thing that is bringing net new people in. And I said, I agree. What we always say is you can't keep stealing employees from your competitors, and North Dakota can't expect to keep stealing families from other neighboring states when there's no reason to move if people are fully employed. And we're really finding that. The applicant levels are really low. And what's happened is we were presented with an opportunity with Uniting for Ukraine, where Ukrainian citizens who are in the middle of the war, basically, have already served their military service, are eligible for Uniting for Ukraine. And they can come to the United States after it takes about 6 weeks to get the paperwork done. Not as expensive as ag visas and typical temporary worker visas. This is ending up being a couple $1,000s of fees to get the paperwork through. They can come into the United States under what's called humanitarian parole, and they can work immediately. So unlike the rest of our broken legal immigration system where it takes months and months to be able to actually legally work, these folks can work day one. So it becomes a workforce solution, very innovative workforce solution. And these folks, we've got 30 people on the ground so far. They're super willing to work. They want all the overtime they can get. Very grateful for the opportunity, grateful for the job. The local community liaison and our consultants that we've hired for translating and helping these folks have been a huge help. The community liaisons are who we refer to as our Chamber and Economic Development folks in Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Wofford City that are helping with picking them up at the airport and helping the employers with, you know, rides around town, finding where the grocery stores are. And the employers are having to put in a little extra. Makes it kind of difficult. You know, you got to pay a couple thousand dollars of fees to get access to the person in the first place. Then you've got to bring in an employee who can't speak English as well as the rest of your employees, A1, who needs help with finding rental housing and who needs help with transportation. So the first month ends up being a lot of assistance, and through our consultants and community liaisons, we're helping those employers do that. And all indications are this is a really loyal workforce. They're really hardworking. They want to stay here. The language improves drastically from when they first arrive until, you know, a month later. We're up to 2 months, 60 to 70 days for some of these folks that have been here now since July 10th. And the employers are all thumbs up saying, you know, this is a good thing for the future. So the Petroleum Council office is helping facilitate this program and being the liaison with an immigration law firm and a recruiting firm in the Ukraine and getting all the necessary paperwork done and facilitating between the liaisons and the translators who are helping with initial training and initial paperwork, et cetera. And, you know, we're serving as that hub. I'm the project manager for the Petroleum Council, hired on as a consultant to help with the project to get it up and running. And Reva and Becky in the office are tremendous help. They spend a lot of time on this. They're really taking it as their own. And you know, these Ukrainian folks are becoming a big part of what we're doing in the office. And if the Petroleum Council employers want to keep doing this, it's something where it seems like the board has been willing to keep the involvement, keep the investment. So it's been quite an interesting ride, Scott, for the last 6 months figuring this out. And what we found is the legal immigration system in our country is extremely broken. And we're all mad about the illegal immigration. That's just an absolute human tragedy on the southern border. But then we pivot to the fact that our legal immigration system is absolutely broken. The timelines are inhumane, months, years, if you can get through it at all. And so, you know, thus the illegal immigration.
I only have about a half a minute left here, but quickly tell folks how they can sponsor somebody from the Ukraine.
So go on the North Dakota Petroleum Council website and check out sponsor forms. We've got either you can be a sponsor or an employer in this program and take part. A sponsor is needed for every humanitarian parolee, so every Ukrainian person needs a sponsor. It's not a financial obligation. It is just raising your hand to the U.S. government saying, I support this program, I support these folks being able to have a second chance to come to America. So check it out on the North Dakota Petroleum Council website. Or call the office, Reva, Becky. They'll help. Yep, thank you. Thanks, Scott.
Glad to hear it's working. Appreciate the update. Brent, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
North Dakota Petroleum Council's Bakken Grow Program, Global Recruitment of Oil Field Workers. This is kind of a win-win. It's working really well. Glad to hear it. Take a short break. When we come back, Governor Doug Burgum joins us on What's on Your Mind from Watford City.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. The Pentagon spending bill that was put in front of the House of Representatives yesterday was voted out, with five Republicans voting against it, breaking the majority needed. That bill would have given funding to the U.S. military and other institutions and avoided a government shutdown at the end of the month. Meetings with foreign leaders are on President Biden's schedule today. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Attorney General Merrick Garland is set to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. Garland's appearance comes as Judiciary and two other committees in the Republican-controlled House are conducting investigations into President Biden and his son Hunter. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to leave interest rates at current levels when the central bank issues its quarterly update today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What's on your mind brought to you
by
Swanson Hyperbarics. You've heard about hyperbaric oxygen treatments from the folks at Swanson Hyperbarics in Fargo. Now is your chance to learn more about it and how you can start your journey to healing. Swanson Hyperbarics, along with Everest Regenerative Medicine, is hosting a free event. It's Fall Fest. It's this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fun and games, music and more. Tour the clinic, meet the staff, sign up to win prizes. They're three blocks south of 32nd Avenue on 25th Street South next to Casey's Convenience Store, 3541 25th Street South in Fargo. That's Saturday for Fall Fest. Back at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, just off the stage, Governor Doug Burgum. Governor, good to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Great to be with you, Scott, and great to have you here back again at this fantastic North Dakota Petroleum Conference, the annual event in Watford City.
I haven't been to all 43, but it feels like I have. it's just such a part of our DNA in every corner of the state that, I'm an evangelist for this industry, as I know you are as well, because they are providing great jobs and, most importantly, doing their part for energy independence if we had a different administration.
Yeah, well, and think of this, listeners in North Dakota. This is the number one energy-producing county in the nation and the fastest-growing county in the nation between 2010 and 2020. All of that due to entrepreneurs and innovators coming in and doing what people said couldn't be done. They said the U.S. energy was going to be in decline. Now we've turned it around. We're back to energy independence. We have a chance to have energy dominance. We have a chance to use that to make the world safer. We have a chance to use that to get inflation down in this country. We have an opportunity to use that to avert a World War III. It's incredible what's going on here, the impact.
What was the line Biden used yesterday, Kev, at the U.N.? Ripping on fossil fuels that it was...
Oh, we're going to climate-proof the world.
That's it, yes.
We're going to climate-proof the world.
and we're going to do that by taking on fossil fuels. This is what he said at the U.N. yesterday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then which makes no sense because the U.S., the country that he is supposedly leading, has done more. We've got 80 more people living in America than we did in 1990, 33 years ago, 80 more, and we have lower CO2 emissions today than we did then. Only country in the world that's taken as much CO2 out in the world, only country, the best performance in the world, U.S. Worst performance in the world, China. China, largest polluter in the world, and Biden's energy plan to what I guess we say climate-proof the world is to have us, start all using EVs, which are subsidized with taxpayer dollars, and then the batteries are coming from China, and those batteries will be made in a plant powered by coal. Because China is opening up now, they've accelerated this last year. They were opening up two coal plants a week. instead of us buying batteries from them, we should be selling clean coal technology to China. If you want to reduce CO2 emissions, we should be exporting U.S. innovation, not importing Chinese batteries.
No kidding.
Amen.
You make a very good point. I've heard you say before that, you know, we're in a battle here, team EV versus team combustible engine, right?
Yeah, liquid fuels versus EVs, and team liquid fuels is team USA, and team EV is team China. I mean, it's Biden's China energy policy. They're just put those two words right together. Biden, China, energy policy. That's what he's doing to America right now. That's what's driving inflation. Everybody's paying too much. And, of course, you can't get, we know about pipeline protests in the state, but how about New Hampshire? People in New Hampshire, 41% of the people in that state heat their homes with dirty heating oil. At the time of the Russian invasion, that heating oil was coming from Russia. Coming from Russia, who doesn't even have an EPA, 400,000 barrels of oil a day coming into northeastern New England. And you're like, well, how could that happen when everybody tells us we're energy independent? Only on a net basis. We can't get clean natural gas from Pennsylvania up to New England because New York won't allow a pipeline, because they're going to save the world at the state level by blocking one of the ways that we've reduced CO2 emissions.
Speaking of CO2 emissions being reduced, let's talk a little bit about this Summit Carbon Solutions. There is a small but very loud group of folks that are opposing this pipeline. Half of them say the pipeline's not safe, which is just, you know, I mean, hardly even worth engaging in a debate when you consider we have history right here with CO2 pipelines being safe. But the other half of that opposition, I believe, is that they believe that we're succumbing to Biden's climate proofing of the world by capturing CO2. What do you say to that group?
Well, I would say that horse left the barn. But if liquid fuels wants to be competitive in the future, they have to take advantage of the markets that are available. And there's going to be markets coming to them that are available around low carbon intensive fuels. And whether that's sustainable aviation fuel, I mean, the opportunity for sustainable aviation fuel to be have that market fulfilled, it's going to be fulfilled by some place in the world. I mean, do we want it to be Brazil? You want it to be Europe? You want it to be someplace else? Or do you want it to be the Midwest? Because this could be where we can grow corn, where we can grow soybeans, where we can do CO2 storage, where we can do those things, where we've got the expertise, because we, as you said, we have had CO2 moving in North Dakota for decades, 42 million metric tons of it going up for what? Enhanced oil recovery, which helps decarbonize the more liquid fuels coming in, you know, 105-mile pipeline coming from Wyoming through Montana to down to Bowman County, re-energizing 1980 wells. Denbury, that company, is got a... They're greener than Patagonia, I mean, on a net carbon basis. I mean, they're putting more CO2 down than the barrel of oil that comes up. So innovation can solve the problems if that's the issue that we have. But it is the opportunity in front of us is enormous, and it's not really about climate change, but we've got subsidies for solar, subsidies for wind that just go on and on and on. And so if people want to say, no, we're gonna fight those subsidized industries without the subsidies that are available, you know, for liquid fuels. I mean, this is finally an opportunity. The carbon storage and the EOR things are finally some subsidies that will allow liquid fuels and baseload coal. This is what allows coal. So if in North Dakota, if you're for agriculture growing, if you're for coal and the coal industry providing reliable, safe, clean baseload, and if you're for our oil and gas industry helping to stabilize the world and defeat dictators around the world, if you're for all for those things, then you ought to be for carbon storage, because this is one of the ways that we become competitive. The demand is there. We can meet that demand.
We know about pipeline protests in the state. We saw it with the Dakota Access Pipeline, and I'm seeing correlation between the opposition to the DAPL pipeline, which, by the way, continues from the federal government 7 years later, but the opposition to the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. Because of the first of all, obviously any landowner ought to make their own decision. Right now we're told about 80% of landowners have said, we want to do this. So you've got 20 that haven't. Respect them 100%. But what I don't respect is this argument that the pipeline's not safe, and that we're succumbing to a global warming agenda, and we're throwing in the towel and acting as though North Dakota can just opt out of the world and the public markets. I mean, we got a dangerous opposition here to the future of agriculture and energy from North Dakotans right now. What are you disappointed in that like I am?
Well, no, I just think this is part of the Biden green agenda, which is co-opted because people that are saying these things are actually using the talking points that started during Obama. They've been accelerated during the third term of Obama, which is the Biden administration. And so then when we start having North Dakotans reciting the same talking points that Sierra Club, Environmental Defense Fund, and all these people that use the same talking points that were being used against Apple,
yep,
now are being used against something that helps ag, helps coal, helps oil and gas. And so it's, I think, again, they just, it's instead of a continuum of you know, a line, it's like the circle is unbroken. At the very top, we've got some people, and they saw an opportunity to do that. Many of these pipelines that have been approved in the past have had nowhere near 80% of the easements approved directly before they went to apply. I mean, this is one of the highest percentages of any pipeline of any type in North Dakota. And we've got, you know, and of course we've got hazardous materials like natural gas, which can explode, like refined products, I mean gasoline and other products moving through pipelines across our state safely with people living next to them. And there's never been a hospitalization, there's never been a death related to a CO2 pipeline, there's never been an incident in North Dakota, and we've been doing this for over two decades. And that's it. And so the safety thing just doesn't hold up.
I want to ask you a little bit about the campaign. Obviously, we're seeing you what are you doing? A dozen interviews a day on national TV. We're seeing our governor on national TV regularly, which is great. And even though some of the questions are kind of stupid, you're probably used to that by now, right?
Yes.
just give us an update. How's it going?
Well, I think one of the things that from Catherine and I is we're so honored to represent the state of North Dakota. And one thing I would just say to all the listeners is we have got it going in North Dakota, whether it's our economy, whether it's education, whether it's our stable tax and regulatory, whether it's us cutting red tape, cutting taxes, driving jobs. We're the hardest working state in the nation, highest workforce participation in the nation. Everything that we're doing in the state, if the country was doing what North Dakota was doing, we would be so much better off. And I just want to say to people, look, I have had people come up to me and say, hey, we appreciate you, but you know that the nation's never going to elect a North Dakotan as president. And I'm so disappointed when I hear that, because North Dakotans, if you could see what I'm seeing, if you could talk to the people I'm seeing, if you could see how they look at our state when they learn about what we're doing and they go, we wish we had what you have in North Dakota. It's the same thing like when we were in Japan last year, when we were, you know, meeting with all the largest companies in Japan, and they said, wow, you've got food security, you've got energy security, you've got freedom, you've got liberty, you've got an entrepreneurship, and you've got innovation, you have all these things happening, you're reducing red tape instead of increasing it. They actually said, the chairman of Toyota said, we're jealous of North Dakota. You've got a high birth rate, you've got a growing population. They don't have those two things. And it's the same thing. We have to believe in ourselves, North Dakota, because we have the ideas, the small town values that we have in North Dakota about accountability and neighbors helping neighbors, which all of us know, the best of America happening right here, like it's happening today in Watford City. I mean, think of this community, this facility we're in. Think of what this industry has done to raise the quality of life for every student. Every K-12 student in North Dakota has benefited from this industry. Every person who drives on a road in North Dakota has benefited from this industry. Every taxpayer who's paying less taxes has benefited from this industry. We can do this for America, and we have to believe in ourselves, but the proof is right in front of us.
Great point. Only about half a minute left, but many people want to see you on that debate stage a week from tonight. Is it going to happen?
We are charging full speed ahead. A couple new polls came out today where we're up, other people are down. So we've got, we'll maybe make it under the wire by Monday. If not, we're just charging ahead, because we're not going to drop out of a race when we're ahead of people in Iowa, New Hampshire, where we're actually competing. We're ahead of them. They'll be on the national stage. We won't. It's the voters in Iowa and New Hampshire that determine whether this field gets narrowed, not some clubhouse rules. So,
and you've got all the criteria checked, but
yeah,
one poll left,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, donors, state polls. We got a national poll. The national poll this early shouldn't even be a criteria, because you know, they're asking people in California, what do you think about the governor of North Dakota? We've never, you know, until a week ago, we'd never run an ad, you know, outside of that. So we'll keep charging ahead. We'll be on the ballot in Iowa, New Hampshire in January.
And the final drop dead on the polls for
next
the debate?
Monday at 8 o'clock, there'll be more polls between then, and we're prepping like we're going to be on there. And I thought if we're not, maybe I'll just run a show at the same time, and I'll answer every question instead of every 8
question.
There you go,
exactly, yeah. You and Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Thanks, Governor.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Great to be with you.
Be safe on the trail. More coming up from Watford City after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwood Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? From Watford City and the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, day number two today. We'll be here tomorrow as well, brought to you in part by our friends at Hospice of the Red River Valley. Living with a terminal illness can be a challenging and stressful experience for both patients and their loved ones. At times, you may feel just overwhelmed or alone. Hospice of the Red River Valley is committed to helping people live comfortably and with a sense of normalcy. Everyone deserves to have the best quality of life possible and be treated with dignity. For over 40 years, Hospice of the Red River Valley has provided physical, emotional, spiritual end-of-life care to those living with a life-limiting illness and their loved ones. For you, for them, for us, Hospice of the Red River Valley, take control of your care online at hrrv.org, hrrv.org. Thomas Massie, one of the conservative pit bulls in the U.S. House, is questioning Merrick Garland right now. Let's pick up a little bit of that from the
constitutional duty. You're signing the Constitution. I'm going to cite it. It's our constitutional duty to do oversight. Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago. When I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol, and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time...
You've had 2 years to find out, and today... By the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps, and yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got the guy on video. He's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him. 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it. I yield the balance of my time to Chairman Jordan.
May I answer the question?
I'm going to ask you one now. We'll let the gentleman...
Yeah.
Go ahead. But
In discovery, in the cases that were filed with respect to January 6th, the Justice Department prosecutors provided whatever information they had about the question that you're asking. With respect to Mr. Epps, the FBI has said that he was not an employee or informant of the FBI. Mr. Epps has been charged, and there's a proceeding, I believe, going on today on that subject.
The charge is a joke. I yield to the chairman.
The time the gentleman has expired, the chair recognizes the gentleman from California.
Mr. Attorney General, my colleague just said that you should be held in contempt of Congress, and that is quite rich, because the guy who's leaving the hearing room right now, Mr. Jordan, is about 500 days into evading his subpoena. About 500 days. So if we're going to talk about contempt of Congress, let's get real. I mean, are you serious that Jim Jordan, a witness to one of the greatest crimes ever committed in America, a crime where more prosecutions have occurred than any crime committed in America, refuses to help his country, and we're going to get lectured about subpoena compliance and contempt of Congress? Jim Jordan won't even honor a lawful subpoena? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
All right.
There's no credibility.
The defense from the California Democrat continues.
Enough of Swalwell.
This is a battle royale today in the House Judiciary Committee. You'll be hearing more about that as we go. Merrick Garland. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? Barack Obama wanted to put him on the Supreme Court of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's unbelievable. It really is. I haven't had a chance to get to a lot of text today. Busy program, but let me share a few of your thoughts. Just remember the Democratic double agent Chris Christie was the one that recommended David Weiss. Someone should ask Chris Christie why he recommended him to the Trump administration. Interesting point. Another listener, around 12% of the voting population of Cass County decided the last school board and city commission election. It is a major problem, and I have no idea how to fix it. Until we do, Fargo will continue its descent into becoming West Minneapolis. Could not agree with you anymore. And, by the way, there is a school board hearing that is happening. Get it on your calendar. They're the reason your school... property taxes, the largest share of your property tax increase is because of the school district. The largest dollar amount you pay out of your property taxes is for the school district. And the school district of Fargo is spending $1,000 more per student than West Fargo, who has 1,000 more students than they do in Fargo. Figure that out, folks. Unbelievable. Another listener says, have we ever had a wildfire breakout this long? It has been all summer and much of the spring, I believe. Yeah, I don't know. They've wrecked summer, haven't they?
End of April when we first, yeah, the first
ones. It's unbelievable. Why is it still going?
Hundreds of fires all out. They're in so many places they can't get to, especially out west in B.C. They have very limited resources. We've got planes and firefighters up there as well, but... it's just, and they just have to let them burn out. They haven't had the weather. They need to put them out. So
another listener says, "Holy cow, Scott! I literally have goosebumps listening to you interview Tim Sheehy. I'm so impressed. He's exactly what we need in Washington. He was a great guest and would be a great member of the U.S. Senate. There is no doubt about that. Hey, PetroServe USA Studios packing up for today, but we're back tomorrow. Don't forget it. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Maybe a little chicken Alfredo in Harwood today. Sound good? Chicken pot pie in Glendon on Highway 10. 12th and I-29, cheesy scalloped potatoes and ham. Hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, the cookies, the muffins, PetroServe USA. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Scott Hillen. I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers. $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0 and more. But great news. The MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regular $80 for limited time. 6-pack towel set only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.